Father John Bartunek comes from an evangelical Christian background and joined the Catholic Church in 1991. He was ordained a priest in 2003. He is the author of The Better Part and Inside the Passion, an insider's look at the film The Passion of the Christ. Father's latest book is titled Answers, Catholic Advice for Your Spiritual Questions. Father John Bartunek, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Father, tell us about this latest book. How did it come about?
Well, the book Answers came about through some writing I was doing on the internet. A friend of mine, Dan Burke, started a website called spiritualdirection.com, mm-hmm. and he asked me to start fielding some questions from people who wanted to go deeper in the spiritual life. That was a few years ago, and we started off with just a few hundred subscribers, and he's really built up the community to thousands, and we got some great questions over the years, and the feedback from the people who read the answers was very good. So that's where the idea to kind of take a select group of these questions, some of the top questions, the most read and the most popular, and put them into book form, that's where the idea came from.
So you chose the questions that you chose to answer from the most popular questions on this internet series, is that correct?
Yeah, and we also had, the other criteria was we wanted a good variety. The basic theme of the questions is really how to grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. It isn't so much apologetics. It's not, you know, there's not a lot of history. There's a few questions that have to do with some moral issues, but basically it's prayer, it's suffering, it's the sacraments, it's the liturgical season. It's trying to unpack these treasures that we have in the Catholic faith, mm-hmm. and trying to live them more deeply so that we can really be transformed in the way that all of us really want to, but a lot of times we're not really sure how to make that happen.
So who is your target audience? Is it written for Catholics particularly?
The target audience is kind of the way I think of a target whenever I write. It's always like a literal target, you know, like something you'd shoot a bow and arrow at. Mm-hmm. You have a bullseye, and then you have different circles kind of going out from that. And the bullseye here is a Catholic who already knows the basics of their faith but is feeling in their heart a real impulse to grow spiritually, to actually grow in holiness. Someone who really feels that thirst, and they want to go deeper. So that's really the bullseye of the target. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though, you know, you get readers who send notes through the internet or who aren't even Catholic, but who feel a similar desire. And you know, they dip into our stream of living wisdom in the church, and they can benefit from it, too. Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot these days, people say, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Did you think of maybe that group to being a part of your target readership?
Well, I would say that the group that kind of says, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, they might be kind of on the outer ring of the target, because the themes that we deal with will be very interesting for them. Mm-hmm. But when I was writing, I was assuming that my readers, I was writing primarily for someone who believes in Jesus, who believes that religion is a relationship with the one true God. And it's not just kind of dabbling in things that make me feel good, mm-hmm. but it's actually something that's meant to transform my life, and it's based on a relationship with God. So that's what I was thinking of when I was writing. But you know, those who are just interested in spiritual things will find a lot of grist for their mill, so to speak, in these questions and answers. Mm-hmm.
Now you've broken your book down into five chapters. The first being prayer. Chapter 2, spiritual formation. Chapter 3, overcoming sin. Chapter 4, life in the world. And chapter 5, Catholicism. How did you kind of decide on those groupings?
It was kind of organic. You know, when we made a list of all the questions that had been submitted by over the years, and the ones I had answered, we kind of grouped them just naturally. Oh, those were the themes that came up most frequently in the questions themselves. Mm-hmm. So the chapter division kind of grew out of the frequency, you know, the types of questions that were asked most frequently. So mm-hmm. it was really an organic kind of division.
And some of the questions are you know, quite interesting. You, of course, you touch on things such as Lent and Advent and so forth, but also about you touch on boring homilies and things that was that. What's some of the reaction you've gotten to some of your topics and some of your questions and answers?
Well, the beautiful thing about this book, and one of the things that was fun about writing it, is that I actually didn't decide on the topics. I was responding to real questions mm-hmm. that real people, just like you, just like your listeners, have about dealing with real faith in the real world. So this isn't really, it's not a theological treatise. It's not an abstract treatment of these themes. Every chapter has questions that were written by real people about real dilemmas that they face. So the reactions, the reactions that we've had from readers has been, there's been all kinds of reactions. People really connect, or they have follow-up questions. Sometimes there's some disagreements about some applications of the different things, but which to me is a clue that we're on the right track, that we're really meeting people in kind of the brass tacks where the rubber meets the road of life, of Catholic living. The boring homily question is one that comes up a lot. So what am I supposed to do? I want to pay attention during Mass, but I find the homily boring. You know, what am I supposed to do? So that was a question that came up frequently.
So what's the answer to that question?
Well, the first thing is to pray during the homily. But basically, the homily, if you understand what the homily is meant to be, you can always get something out of it. The homily is part of the liturgy. Only an ordained minister is permitted by the church to preach a homily. Mm-hmm. And so God is not going to let us down. Mm-hmm. If we listen humbly, and if we say, okay, Lord, you know, this isn't exciting, this isn't, you know, the most dramatic homily, it's not really entertaining, but I know you want to say something to me, so let me know what it is. Mm-hmm. If we do that, there's always going to be something that either encourages us or enlightens us or reminds us of God's love. The thing is, it's adjusting expectations. You know, it's mm-hmm. not, ideally we'd all have a homily that's kind of a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 every Sunday, but that's unrealistic as an expectation. It really is. And so if we lower the expectation, just say, I don't want a 10. I just want to hear what you want to say to me through this, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's really the key. There's a great story of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, who was basically illiterate. She couldn't read. But she, on her deathbed, she was reciting to the people who were praying with her, she was telling them about all the holy things she had heard through the years in homilies that had really made an impact on her, mm-hmm. and it helped her grow spiritually. And that's the attitude we need. What's going to help me? Lord, what do you want to say to me? And mm-hmm. trust that he'll find a way to do that. So it's really about managing expectations.
Good answer, Father. My guest this morning is Father John Bartunek. His book is titled Answers, Catholic Advice for Your Spiritual Questions. It's published by Servant Books and available at catalog.franciscanmedia.org or at your local Catholic bookstore. And Father, is there anything controversial in your book? Have you gotten blowback on anything?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the topics of the book are not the typical hot-button topics. They're not things like abortion and homosexuality and contraception or even liturgical conflicts. I don't think that, it's not your typical, it's not a typical controversy type book.
Right.
The only controversy that I really saw in interacting with people with these questions and answers was people get passionate about how to grow spiritually, people who are really being moved by the Holy Spirit. And so you do have different opinions on certain things. For instance, I would say the type of prayer that's going to help you grow spiritually, there's different types of prayer that we have in the Catholic tradition. There's vocal prayer, liturgical prayer, and then what we call mental prayer. Mm-hmm. Mental prayer is a form of Christian meditation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different ways to go about that, Christian meditation and contemplation. And what's the difference between meditation and contemplation? And things like centering prayer. Some of your listeners might have heard that term. Mm-hmm. those topics, they can be controversial because people get passionate about how to grow in holiness and their own experience. Everyone has a unique experience, and so we try to use the same words to describe very personal experiences, and so sometimes the sparks fly dealing with those topics.
Sure.
That's really the only thing that comes to mind about controversial things.
And as far as prayer goes, some things might work best for one person, might not work best for another. So it's kind of a...
Yeah, you know, that's very true, Bob. And yet at the same time, there are certain principles that we can learn from, principles that are present in spiritual growth, just like there are certain universal factors in biological growth.
Mm-hmm. You
know, an infant grows to childhood and then to adolescence and then to adulthood, and there are certain things within, everyone does that in a unique way, but there are certain things that happen in everyone who goes through those processes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something similar in the spiritual life, and in various questions within the book, we look at those constants, those things that are going to be present no matter what, because they're part of spiritual growth itself. They're part of the dynamic.
What do you think this book, is it something that readers will read from cover to cover and then put away, or is it more like a reference, like the catechism, where you would, when you need some special answer, you would go to the book and look it up?
I would say it's in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between those things, because it's not really it's not like a novel where there's one storyline that takes you from start to finish, because it's broken down into individual questions and answers. But at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a theoretical treatise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not divided according to a logical, theoretical division of topics. So I think the best way to use the book, and the way that I've been recommending and people seem to have found useful, is to kind of use it as just spiritual reading. We have a spiritual vitamin every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to read one chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have to go in order. I read one question that attracts my attention, and, you know, the answer is 2 pages or 1.5, 2, 3 pages. So I just read one of those each day, and I keep my mind fresh. I keep thinking about these themes and reflecting on how I'm living these things in my own life.
Mm.
So it's like taking a spiritual multivitamin every day. Just read one chapter a day. That's kind of keep it by your bedside, or, you know, keep it in your briefcase, read it on your way to work if you take the train, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a couple pages a day. It's a very practical book in that sense.
Yeah, great. So what are you working on now? Anything new that you can tell us about?
Oh, yeah. Two projects. Thanks for asking. Two projects that I'm very excited about. One is actually another book that's being published by a different publisher, Ministry 23. It's called Seeking First the Kingdom. And this is a book of meditations. It's 30 meditations, Christian meditations, dedicated to exploring what Jesus really meant when he said that we have to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Hmm.
What did he mean? What's the biblical tradition for each one of those words, and how does that translate into my life today in the 21st century as a Catholic in this post-Christian society? So this book is called Seeking First the Kingdom. It's coming out in just a couple of weeks. I'm excited about that. And then there's an ongoing project, which are what we call retreat guides, which are kind of guides that you can use to do a spiritual retreat on your own or with your family or in your parish at your own convenience. And we publish these every month on a website called rcspirituality.org. And we've gotten great feedback from these, and your listeners really might find them useful.
Great. But the book that's out now is called Answers, Catholic Advice for Your Spiritual Questions by Father John Bartunek, and it's available through Servant Books at catalog.franciscanmedia.org or at your local Catholic bookstore. Father, thanks so much for being with us this morning. It was a great pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Keep up the great work. God bless you.